Namaskar. Welcome all to World Space Week 2020 celebrations of National Remote Sensing Center, Hyderabad. The pace of popular audio talks was set by lead talk on theme of World Space Week by Dr. Naval Gund. Now it's time to go beyond Earth. Everyone is fascinated by planets and moons and wonder what lies there. There are various space missions which help us explore solar system. Today's talk is by Dr. Ashish Goyal, who will tell you about the exciting ocean worlds of the solar system. Dr. Ashish Goyal is a research technologist who did his PhD in aerospace engineering from Stanford University and undergraduate in engineering physics from IIT Bombay. Let's explore solar system with Dr. Ashish.
Hello everyone, my name is Ashish Goyal. I'm an aerospace research technologist. I'm here to talk about the exciting ocean worlds of the solar system. In our quest for life elsewhere in the solar system and beyond, we've always used the guiding principle of looking for water. On Earth, all the life forms that we've come across depend on water. So the presence of water has often been associated with the presence of life, which is why the discovery of liquid oceans under the icy crusts of several objects in the solar system has created a huge amount of excitement in terms of solar system exploration. There are lots of objects in the solar system for which we've found oceans of liquid water. Jupiter's moons like Callisto and Europa are definitely known to have oceans of liquid water. There are moons of Saturn that are known to have oceans of liquid water, especially Enceladus. And even Pluto has been hypothesized based on the observations made by the New Horizons mission that it also possibly has an ocean of liquid water. But I'm really going to focus on the two objects, Europa and Enceladus. Europa, which is a moon of Jupiter, and Enceladus, which is a moon of Saturn. So both these objects have oceans of liquid water beneath their icy surface. Europa was visited by the Galileo mission, and Enceladus was visited by the Cassini mission. Now, there are a couple of reasons why Europa and Enceladus are especially exciting in terms of ocean world exploration. And first of those reasons is the fact that both these objects are known to have sources of energy in addition to liquid water. So water is essential for the formation of biological molecules, but you also need a source of energy so as to initiate all these various types of chemical reactions. And we know that because of tidal forces, there is a source of heat or there's a source of energy in both these objects. In fact, in the case of Enceladus, we know that there are hydrothermal vents. And on the Earth, we have quite a few examples where under the oceans, these hydrothermal vents are known to be harbingers of life. We've seen many examples of hydrothermal vents where life survives, and there are all sorts of creatures that actually live in these hydrothermal vents. So these sources of energy make them a very, very exciting destination. And the other interesting factor about both Enceladus and Europa is that the liquid ocean actually interacts with the rocky surfaces under the ocean, or they interact with the rocky core of the object. And this is also kind of essential for churning up the various ingredients and providing the ingredients for various chemical reactions to take place, which might be necessary for the formation of various complex organic molecules, which eventually can lead to life forms. In fact, in the case of Enceladus, we know that there are hydrothermal vents, which are possibly spewing out plumes of particles from these vents which are present at the south pole of Enceladus, which were discovered by Cassini. In fact, while flying through these plumes or by imaging these plumes, Cassini was able to actually discover the precursors of many biological molecules and many complex organic molecules, like ingredients that would help in the formation of amino acids. So the big challenge, though, is that these objects are not very easy to explore. Now, in the case of Europa, the ice is expected to be around 15 to 45 kilometers thick. And Europa is just so far away from the sun that any solar-powered mission would be severely struggling in terms of collecting enough power. And even on Earth, you can imagine drilling through 15 kilometers of ice is going to be very challenging. And to do this remotely without any communication from the Earth, so doing this completely autonomously and reaching the ocean of liquid water is going to be a very, very challenging task. What makes it also challenging in the case of Europa is the radiation environment. So Jupiter has a very intense magnetosphere, and so it has a large number of charged particles. So any satellite or any probe which is placed on the surface of Europa is going to experience a very heavy dose of radiation, which will be very challenging for any satellite or any mission to deal with. And lastly, the big challenge comes from the temperature. The ambient temperature around on the surface of Europa is expected to be around 90 Kelvin. And so that's almost minus 183 degrees Celsius. So it's going to be very challenging to design batteries, to design power system, design any sort of mechanisms that can actually survive those extremely low temperatures. In the case of Enceladus, it's a very different story. Enceladus is a much smaller object than Europa. The gravity on the surface of Enceladus is actually just 1% of the gravity on Earth's surface. So any robotic operations will be extremely challenging because of the low gravity environment. And the ice on the surface of Enceladus is only maybe a couple of kilometers thick. But the challenge there is to access this the liquid water, you will probably want to traverse these vents, which are very, very narrow and have high energy streams or plumes gushing out of them. So we have to somehow fight that dynamic pressure to be able to reach the liquid ocean under the surface of Enceladus. So I hope this gives you a little bit of idea as to why ocean world exploration is very exciting and is probably going to be a hot topic in the next coming decades. And it's going to be very challenging. It's a very tough problem to go and explore these oceans and look for signs of life. But, you know, that's what makes space exciting. And so I'm super excited to see what the future of space exploration holds for us, especially when thinking about these ocean worlds. Thank you.
Thanks, Ashish, for nicely explaining about ocean world and their promising characteristics. This is Dr. Rajshree Bhotle signing off for today. We will be back again tomorrow with another exciting talk on space. Bye-bye.